Close your eyes. Breathe deeply and slowly. You're relaxing. You need no conscious control over what happens now. Just let go and listen to my words. Continue breathing deeply. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your muscles begin to relax. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. Absolutely nothing whatsoever except to relax. Relax. Relax all over. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Relax your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your groin. Relax your ass. Relax your stomach. Relax your back. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms. Relax your hands. Relax your neck. Relax your throat. Relax your head. Relax your face. You are drifting into a relaxed state of hypnosis. Without noticing it, you have already altered your rate of breathing. You are breathing much more easily and freely as you relax. Relax all over. Relax more and more. You enjoy relaxing more and more. You drift off, but you still hear what I say, every word of it. You are more relaxed and more comfortable with each passing moment. You are getting much closer to a deep hypnotic trance, yet you don't care whether or not you are going into a deep trance. You are peaceful and comfortable. It is pleasant to drift and listen to my voice. It seems natural. You enjoy the sensations of comfort, of calmness, of listening to my voice as you drift off, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. You feel comfortable, relaxed. You are drifting off, drifting down, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, deeper and deeper into a trance, a very pleasant trance, a very pleasant trance. You want to stay in this trance and listen to my voice. You want to stay in this trance until I tell you to wake up. Sexually speaking, you are a total loser. If you are fortunate, you are of some sexual use to a superior man. You are, of course, far too low to fuck anyone like a real man does. But perhaps you're allowed to bring pleasure to a superior with your mouth or ass. That is, if you're not totally pathetic. But you're likely so inferior that nobody would even want to use you for sex, not even if you're the only hole available. Maybe you spontaneously come if a superior uses you to get off. More likely, the only sex you get is with your hand. In either case, it's pleasure you don't deserve. Still, you crave it, don't you, loser? You get so horny and desperate to come. You do anything to get relief. That's why losers like you need total sexual control from a superior male. A superior male who understands just how worthless and pathetic you really are. Let's pretend you're my primary fuckhole. I use you to get off a couple of times a week. Sometimes I order you to come to my house. I take you upstairs, make you strip and bend. Last month, you got on your knees and begged me to be allowed to clean my house and do my laundry. I like the idea. That seemed like an appropriate way for you to increase your level of service. So I agreed. You've been doing a good job. Usually I use you for sex first, then I make you do the cleaning and laundry naked. But something disgusting happened tonight. I went down to the basement to get something while you were down there running a washing machine, and I found you on your knees in front of it. You were sniffing a pair of my dirty boxer shorts and jacking off. What the fuck are you doing, faggot? I screamed, smacking you on the side of the head. I'm sorry, sir, you whimpered. Did I tell you you could sniff my boxers and beat off, faggot? No, sir, I'm sorry, sir. I pulled you up and pushed you against a pillar. I tied you to it, took my belt off, and started walloping your ass. When I got done, your ass was beet red and there were tears running down your face. But your cock was still hard. Why the fuck are you still hard, bitch? I can't help it, sir, you replied. Do you think you deserve to come? No, sir. Do you think I have any interest in watching you play with yourself? Of course not, sir. That's why I've been doing it down here. You never come down here. Well, I came down here tonight, didn't I? I said beating your worthless ass again. Please, sir, you begged pathetically. I need some relief, sir. Please, sir, just this once. Let me come for you. Please, sir. Hell no, I said, spitting in your face. I'll do anything, sir, you said, whimpering. Okay, fag, it'll cost you $100 in advance. Without saying another word, you scampered up the stairs to where you left your clothes, took $100 out of your wallet, and hurried back to me. You handed me the money. Okay then, get on your knees, cocksucker. You have 90 seconds to come. And if you get any of your worthless cum on me, I'll beat the shit out of you. Now get it over with. That means you, fag. You have 90 seconds to shoot. Hurry up. Play with your worthless dick. Think about being on your knees, looking up at me while you do it. Think about the look of boredom and contempt on my face, how I don't give a fuck about your needs. Think about how degrading it is to beat off on your knees in front of a real man who doesn't give a shit. Think about how disgusted I am watching a worm like you masturbate. You know how low you are. You're totally embarrassed to be doing this, desperately stroking your cock like this in front of me, but you don't care. You know I'm probably going to punish you later for even thinking $100 could buy you this kind of pleasure. You are the lowest of the low. You desperately need to do this in front of me to get off like this. It totally turns you on that my only interest in you is how tight your holes are when my balls need relief. Oh, and that you do a good job vacuuming my floors. You're pathetic. You need to grovel and humiliate yourself in front of me. You'll do anything, anything to please me, no matter what. Anything just for the chance that once in a while, even if I make you pay for it, you'll get to humiliate yourself like this and run one out on my floor. Now shoot your pathetic load and lick up the mess. Hurry up. Nobody cares about your needs. Get it over with. You're such a worm. It's hard to imagine anything lower than you, rubbing your little dicklet, so desperate to get a load out of your useless, pathetic balls. Hurry up. Do it. Come, faggot.